What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today's topic is going to be fun. It's the first Daily Dose of Awesome after Christmas. Hopefully, you guys had an amazing weekend. We had our company holiday yesterday. And so, you know, we're back and we're going to be going strong through the new year with a lot of different promotions. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Let me make sure that I'm actually live here. There I am. So I think you guys can hear me.
And we're going to be
sweet. Awesome. So today's topic, a little bit controversial and actually quite a bit controversial. And this one really, really got under my skin with regards to how people are intimidated in this industry when they try something new. And the punchline to it is pretty awesome. So today's topic is on a true story, something that actually happened to one of our clients. And it basically pitted angry top leaders in that company with what turned out to be a very supportive corporate team as it related to online recruiting and compliance and policies and procedures and all that. So this is actually part two of another live that I did. It has to do with our online recruiting strategies compliant with my company. And so I talked about that a little bit. And so what actually sparked that topic was this thing that happened to one of our clients. And so this is part two because I'm actually going to reveal what came out of that. And it actually, what came out of that was an actual message directly from corporate, saying what I'm about to say. So it was pretty fun going through that. It wasn't pretty fun. It was pretty fun hearing it. It wasn't fun for our client. You know, that person was obviously very concerned. Because they were already making quite a bit of money in the opportunity, not crazy amounts of money, just enough to basically go full time, and there was the potential risk of that being lost, or at least that's what this person was made to believe, and so I want to talk about that. Before we get into it, my name is Fernie Sabalos. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the strategies we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses and hundreds of millions of dollars in the incomes of our clients who have chosen to learn from myself and my partners here at Elite Marketing Pro over the past 10 years. So what we teach work is it's always evolving, always changing, but the bottom line is what we teach is a concept called attraction marketing. And attraction marketing can come in many forms, and it's not necessarily something that's just applicable to network marketing. It's actually something that can be used in many businesses. So, and if we believe that, you know, network marketing is a real business, if that's your belief and conclusion, then surely that strategies, marketing strategies, advertising strategies, prospecting strategies that work in other businesses can certainly work in this business. What makes network marketing so different? And so that's what I want to talk about. So let's get right into the content. Hey, what's up? What's up, Minnie? Thanks for being on. Say, let me know where you guys are coming from and what city you're at. So I know you guys are here and listening. So, all right. So like I said, this is part two of a conversation I had last week, I believe, on online recruiting strategies and if they're compliant with company policies. Now, I don't know what your company policies are. You're going to want to, you know, do the deep digging and find it out. You probably don't want to ask your upline. And I say that with all due respect to whoever your upline or your leader in your company is, because ultimately the final say is with corporate. And you got to actually look at the policies. And that's the one of the mix-ups we had here with this situation, because the client was led to believe by some pretty big earners in network marketing who have built their businesses many, many decades ago. And, obviously these people don't understand, online recruiting strategies very well. Otherwise, they would probably be taking advantage of them for no other reason other than to maybe support their team who are looking for different ways utilizing technology and leveraging technology and social media in order to do that. And so that's what a smart networker would do, a smart business person would do. They would want to, figure out what's new and cutting edge and be supportive for their team. But that's not what's happening here. And so what happened, so here's a story. So one of our clients who is involved with us and was actually doing really well with online lead generation, just got started, you know, started producing some results. And I was like, well, that's pretty awesome. So she's doing great. She was actually referred, she was actually, one of our coaches actually said she's one of our best students. I'm like, that's awesome. And then all of a sudden, the hammer comes down, an email comes in and basically says, you know, you gotta stop. This is against company policy. You're risking your distributorship. The company has already terminated 5 other representatives for using online strategies and utilizing different systems. And so it was actually not related even to our system. There was another system that supposedly they were referencing, and another leader teacher in the industry, whom if I said his name, you guys would all know. And so there's all this this negative buzz around one, this person's participation in what we're doing, and referencing other systems out there that are teaching, and people that are teaching similar things. And so bottom line, this person was told, like, it's against company rules. You're risking your distributorship, and there's already been 5 people who have been terminated for doing this. So obviously that worries our client because she has a full-time income and in this business. And so she wants to put a halt to it. And, you know, we could have just ended it right there. It could have just been, okay, well, you know, too bad. We go our separate ways. And we're like, this doesn't smell right. And so I asked actually Rudy. Rudy's one of our lead coach. He took it upon himself to, I asked him to just kind of check it out. He went a level deep and actually read line by line the actual company policies and procedures of this particular company. I'm not going to say the name, but it's a big, well-established company. You'd probably, if you heard the name, you'd probably think, oh, that's a pretty old-school company. And it is. It's been around for decades. And so our team conducted our own investigation. First, we asked our client to email corporate. Get an official answer from corporate, specifically about us. Hey, mention our name, tell them what we do. Hey, and get a response from corporate. So not just about online marketing. You know, we don't want to be vague. We don't want to be deceitful. You know, put our name down. Let's see what they say. And the other thing is that we actually read through the policy and procedures, Rudy specifically, and we did all that work. So here's what we found. This is a lesson for all of you who are trying to basically get into the 21st century and use strategies that are going to be more conducive and more efficient, you know, basically fully utilizing the technology resources you have at your disposal. Here's what we found. So what we found is that the actual policies and procedures actually said distributors were free to participate in other business ventures, including other network marketing companies. So the main rule they had, I'm sure there's other nuances, but here's the big gist of it. You can't sell to reps not in your downline. I was like, wait. So you can join other opportunities. You can't recruit people that are outside your downline, but you can market and recruit to people in your downline. I was like, wow. Okay, so that was a big one. So they actually give you a little bit of freedom as it relates to people you personally brought in. Basically, hey, they're your downline. If you want to show them something else, that's up to you. You just can't, be promoting opportunities to people outside your downline. That's fair. You know, totally reasonable policy. So this is, again, corporate saying this in their actual policies and procedures. They also had a section on blogging. So blogging is allowed. They actually allow you to have a website. The only thing is they say you can have a blog on whatever you want. The blog can't be focused on the company. It can't be company name successblog.com or whatever. It has to, so the it can mention the company, but the focus can't be the company or the products. And actually, I was like, that is actually one of the best things I've heard from any corporate team in a long time, because that's actually what we teach. We teach brand yourself. You know, you be the leader, don't overbrand your company. And that's exactly the policy of this particular company. And so that was, again, surprising to me, because my prejudices was that this company was kind of old school. They're not going to be, very supportive, whatever. But so far, so good. On social media, they said, you may use social media to invite fans, friends, and followers to attend or learn more about your company. So basically attend presentations. And so you can invite fans, friends, and followers to attend company presentations. So they actually allow you to use social media, and social media recruiting is included in that, because if you're, friends, you can recruit your friends. fans. You can recruit your fans, and that's why we at Elite Marketing Pro, we teach you strategies for building up your fan base on your Facebook fan page, because that becomes your direct audience, people that are following you, whom you then can market to. You want to market your opportunity according to this corporate policy, you can. And again, this is not like a brand new company that just sprouted up last year, where they're pretty liberal with their policies. This is a well-established, well-known network marketing company. And so that's pretty cool. So you can use social media to market and recruit your business. Perfect. And here's the final one that was like the ultimate punchline. Is it related to online marketing, which is our forte. You're authorized to use sponsored links and PPC, including AdWords and Facebook advertising, provided that they use the templates created and provided by the company, or use an ad approved in advance by the company. So if you're marketing the actual direct opportunity, they actually allow you to use online recruiting strategies, online marketing, PPC, pay-per-click advertising, whether it's Facebook, AdWords, or something else, to directly promote the opportunity. Now, they want to protect their brand. They want to make sure that people are not misusing their brand and their name. So, of course, they're going to have templates, or they're going to have an approval process. However, if it's about marketing your business, if it's about marketing your brand or marketing something else, you're free to do whatever you want according to these policies. You're free to market another business, have a fan page, do pay-per-click advertising, etc. And that was the ultimate punchline here. So the bottom line is that these leaders who weren't even in the upline of our client, they were just big leaders in the company, were misleading people, were misrepresenting what was actually the corporate policy versus what they wanted their people to fall in line to. And so, I might get some flack for kind of calling them out here on this video. I'm not going to say anyone's name. I'm going to say the company. I'm talking about the specific actions. And for me, that this is, we've been attacked so many times online as Elite Marketing Pro, as myself, because we say that, certain top leaders in network marketing are not supportive of online strategies. And so when we say that, we are attacked, saying we're bad-mouthing people, whatever. One, I've never called out anyone by name. I'm going to speak in generalities, and that's going to stand to this day. However, in this instance, and in many instances over the course of my career, this was, the other way around. We were being attacked, and in fact, people were being threatened. Their livelihoods were being threatened for trying to seek out a more leveraged way of building an alternative. We don't say whatever works for you works for you. If you're doing home parties, home meetings, hotel meetings, and that's working for you and you're creating income, fantastic, that's great. But if someone wants to seek a different way and they want to kind of evolve and seek out more leverage means, using social media recruiting, online marketing, or a mix of the two, or a mix of all three, a mix of offline and online, then it's our opinion, and not only it's our opinion, apparently it's also company policy that people should have the ability to do that. And so that is our stance. We promote free enterprise, we promote entrepreneurship, we promote free thinking. And so it makes no sense that we would be in the only industry, in the only profession that discourages marketing. That makes no sense. We want to encourage marketing. We want to encourage always being on the cutting edge of what's gonna, make an impact in our business. And so that's what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro. So if you're looking for a way to impact your business using the most cutting edge strategies available today to build your network marketing business, then there's a link in the description. You can opt in and get a free video course that teaches you exactly how I built my first six-figure business and how I've made millions of dollars online, and how you can get started on that as well. We will teach you social media recruiting strategies. We will also teach you online advertising strategies, and a mix of the two that can actually augment or supplement some of the stuff you may already be doing in your warm market or even your cold market. If cold market recruiting offline is working for you, keep doing it. If warm market is working for you, keep doing it. If home parties is working, you keep doing it. We just want to add to that arsenal. So that's it for today, guys. I hope this is awesome. Thank you, Terry, so much for that. Terry uses Twitter. And so she, you know, Terry obviously does really well. Thanks, Charles. What's up, Cynthia? Hey, Ivana, thank you for being on from Ireland. Thank you. And so Minnie. So thanks a lot, guys. That is my spiel for today. Not really a lesson so much as wanted to inform you on something that happened, but also to be aware, what are your company policies? Check that out. And if this well-established older company, one of the oldest companies in the industry, can be this progressive and give people the leeway to market their businesses within reason, of course, then, you know, there should be no reason why your company shouldn't as well. And if they're not, then you probably have some choices to make. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome day.